Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, osteopath and founder of the Man Clinic and Zest Meds, Dr. Eric Fong.
Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Seth Song. I am Mark Legere, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Years and years ago at this point, we had on Heidi Houston and Mark Bennett as interview guests, and they had produced a film called Hot Flash Havoc. The film was about menopause. So this was a long time ago, and before they came on the show, I watched the film. I watched the film with two ladies, and they both happened to be mother and daughter. So as we're watching the film, I'm thinking to myself, oh really? Oh, I didn't never knew that. And why do I not know that? Like, on the one hand, one would think, why would I need to know that? But if we think about it, like, statistically, what is it, over half of the population in the world goes through this? So wouldn't it be good for husbands to know, or boyfriends or friends or family members, brothers, sisters? So I thought, this is important. This is something people should talk about. And that was a conversation I was having in my head. And then all of a sudden I started hearing outside of my head, I started hearing the ladies speaking to themselves at first, one of them saying, I didn't know that. And I didn't know that. And then the daughter said to the mom, you never told me that. And the mom said, nobody ever told me. I didn't even know. Your grandmother never told me. And that conversation was happening outside of my head. And I thought, well, this is, I'm so glad we're going to have this conversation on the show. And I think I even shared this story or a version of it. Now, years and years and years later, I actually, after that, I thought, okay, so logically, I started to think, if things go in cycles and life goes in cycles, that maybe men have a cycle too. And I used to joke, or in my ignorance of the subject matter at the time, I used to say, hey, we should, you know, maybe we go through manopause. And my friends would laugh and you know, make a joke or something, and off we would go. It was years and years later, I was seeing a practitioner for something, and the practitioner said, well, you're entering andropause. And I said, what's that? And the practitioner said, it's kind of like the male version of menopause. And I was in shock. I was surprised. I thought, wait a minute, I've never heard of this. I've never even heard the word. How come nobody talks about this? This is something we all should talk about, because the other half of the population goes through this. And what is this? And didn't have a lot of time with the practitioner sharing with me a lot of what this is. So I had to go out and search the information on my own and start to learn. And at the time, it wasn't really as readily available as, and it probably isn't now either. And so I am so glad we are having this conversation with our guest tonight, Dr. Eric Fong.
And I wonder who picks these names, but I'm hoping that we could come up with a whole new, like, end your pause or no more pause. There's got to be something that can come out of tonight's with all this wisdom.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure to put on our guest. But anyway, so we'll jump right in and see what happens. We're calling this episode our episode 776, Successful Anti-Aging and Wellness for Men and for Everybody, really. Our interview guest is a doctor of osteopathic medicine. He's the visionary founder and owner of the Man Clinic and Zest Meds, Dr. Eric Fong. Welcome, Dr. Fong, to the Life Changes Show.
Pleasure to be here.
And thank you for being here. Obviously, you know. Oh, I should add that 45 minutes of conversation with Dr. Eric Fong today, I learned more than I have learned in all of the research I have done so far. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Anytime.
So let's dive right in, actually. Mark doesn't like the name, but andropause is what people are calling it. What is it?
So it's a slow decline of testosterone that happens typically after the age of 30. I mean, everybody is a little bit different in their aging process, but most of the guys, by the time they reach, I would say about 80% of the population of men, by the time they're over 40, have considered what they consider clinically low testosterone levels and would have low testosterone symptoms because of it. So it's a little different than women with menopause, because with menopause, the women's estrogen just falls off a cliff. It's pretty drastic, and they have really severe symptoms that hit them pretty hard right around the age of 50-ish, right? For men, it's like a slow kind of decline. So it's not as, I guess, drastic of a change. So sometimes it's kind of creeps up on guys, and they'll notice little things here or there, you know, about, I used to be able to do this. I can't do this anymore. Or maybe if you're Drew and you're in MMA gym and you're like, well, okay, maybe my recovery is not as good as it used to be, or my drive to get in there, you know, things like that.
And by Drew, of course, you're referring to our performance guest, Sat Sung, who, yes, we have a picture of him posted all over social media that looks like the poster child for what we could potentially look like as we age gracefully or anti-age.
I don't know, Drew is on TRT, but yeah, most certainly, yeah, he's a poster child for a lot of guys, I'm sure.
In a lot of ways,
gain muscle and lose fat, absolutely.
And we'll get to have a bit of a conversation with him in a little bit. But I think you just said it: gain muscle, lose fat. That is well, and there's probably a third in there, major complaint, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the libido can happen, a slow decline of libido in some people. That's not always the case. And so sometimes guys are confused about that when they come in. They think that they didn't have low testosterone because they possibly couldn't, because their libido is still high. But that actually has to do with testosterone estrogen ratio. So if guys are, you know, steadily declining on their testosterone and their estrogen is their body suppresses estrogen as well in an equal ratio, then they're not going to have libido issues. But a large percent of the population, that won't occur, mainly because we express an enzyme aromatase as we age too, which increases estrogen as we age in men. So that ratio kind of declines and they feel it in the libido aspect.
So obviously with what you do at the Man Clinic, and you do a lot of different things, we'll touch on that in a moment, but a lot of men are coming in, and women too, but men are coming in specifically asking for testosterone replacement or growth hormone because they've learned something. But do you get a feel that they don't necessarily understand andropause as a culture?
Yeah, in the guidelines that they set out periodically from the American Endocrinology Society, you know, they set the guidelines for testosterone replacement therapy. It's one of the first things they say is this is widely underdiagnosed. Mm.
And also there aren't, so I've heard about all kinds of therapies, but not every practitioner knows how to administer the correct therapy. I guess that's in every industry.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a specialty that you have to do your independent research in order to gain the knowledge. No physician, even endocrinologists, they don't have specific training to go through and how to properly manage testosterone replacement therapy. So there are anti-aging organizations that I've been a part of, and I've given even talks to There's different as there's a lot of different aspects that are not touched on by physicians who are, even if you follow the guidelines, they don't properly manage the estrogen and nor giving addressing the fertility aspect as well. So these are things that you have to address with patients in order to properly give the full therapy.
So I could imagine that some people listening, they might assume we're going to be talking about testosterone, but you're talking about estrogen as well. So tell us why estrogen comes into the picture for a man, and then what is the managing factor that needs to be managed?
So estrogen is important for men. It plays a role. The only way men get estrogen is through testosterone. And the molecules are really very similar. There's only one enzyme that converts testosterone into estrogen, and that's called aromatase. And it is different and expressed differently within different men. It can be some people genetically express more the aromatase enzyme, or if you're overweight, fat tissue expresses it more. And this is why, you know, overweight guys tend to have, you know, more gynecomastia issues or other issues as
otherwise known as man boobs.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go on. I'm sorry. Most people wouldn't know gynecomastia, but I'm surprised I do. So testosterone turning into estrogen. So it sounds like we want to, well, you say it's very important, and yet sounds like we don't want to stop it, but we do to a certain extent.
We want to keep it in the normal ranges. Yeah, for a man, so which is about 20 to 45, you know, nanograms per deciliter in our unit system here. That's the normal range. So we just want to keep a normal estrogen. So if we're increasing the testosterone back when you were younger, and as you age, you're expressing more of the enzyme aromatase, then you could potentially convert and make more estrogen than you would normally. So we want to balance it out. So typically we give a slight medication of an aromatase inhibitor just to bring down that estrogen into a good place. Or we offer patients DIM, a supplement called DIM, because there are natural aromatase inhibitors in some of the foods that we eat, like broccoli, cauliflower, mushrooms, that will keep the estrogen in a good spot.
Ah, so what about the other side of that? So if there's is food that keeps the estrogen in a good spot, then there's other food that does the opposite, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So
is it the standard American diet?
Right, right.
Oh, great.
And that gains fat. I mean, that's probably endless amounts of food there.
Anything in specific that we could look at?
What, trying to avoid certain foods you're trying to avoid, or really anything that's going to gain fat, because the fat cells themselves will express more aromatase. So you want just, I mean, that's a multifactorial, right? It's not just the food that we're containing, it's the amount of food and how much you're working out. So you can't get around, you know, calories in, calories out. Like if you're putting more in than you're burning, then you're going to get fat. It's just the way it is.
So I'm hearing food, I'm hearing exercise. And so, and then there was something else we spoke about, sleep.
Yes, absolutely. So we build all hormones when you sleep, in particular, your REM state of sleep. So it's very important to exercise, because that's the only scientifically proven way to naturally increase your REM sleep. And most people, they kind of put the two and two together themselves, like they sleep better after they work out, but they're not, you know, knowing that actually dreaming more, and they're going into that REM state. So they're regenerating their body and building the neurotransmitters and hormones to sustain their body throughout the next day.
So it sounds like these are like the foundation, because even if somebody comes to you and gets treatment, that these things are still, you want them part of their life, right? Good food, good sleep, good exercise.
Absolutely. Yeah. And these are lifestyle choices that can really prevent and kind of help stave off this aging process of andropause. But we get andropause because the testicle cells themselves age away. And this is your factory for producing testosterone. So once the testicle cells are gone, they don't regrow. You know, you can, if you only add half of the workers, you know, in the factory, you know, working for you, you can get really good sleep, eat the best foods, try to get all of the half of the workers that you have for you in full force, right? But you're still capped at a certain level. So it's why it's important for guys to test, I'd say, you know, once a year, you know, if it's always good to have information just to see, kind of track where the testosterone levels are going. And if it is low, you know, typically most guys start to feel low testosterone symptoms around the 500 range. I would say the average guy walks in the clinic complaining of low testosterone symptoms, usually in the 300-400-ish range. By putting it back to when you're younger, which is more like 900 to 1,000, you know, the high level is 1,100. You know, it's just considered innovative preventative medicine, and you're actually, you have a ton of quality of life benefits there. So it's just kind of, if it's done properly, it's kind of a no-brainer.
So that was the first time I heard that. I mean, it makes sense that once the testicular cells are gone, they're gone. We can't regenerate them. And that you were saying something to the effect that I also found interesting, that when we're stressed, that the body purposefully reduces our libido. Why?
So testosterone is mainly a reproductive hormone, and we're just evolutionary wise, you know, we're not made to be reproducing in our later years. So this is the reason why it goes down naturally as we age, but we're also not supposed to be reproducing in a stressful situation. So whenever we release cortisol in our body, it's going to automatically decrease your testosterone levels. And if you're chronically, or if you have just day in and day out of high stress, you're basically prematurely aging the testicle cells away, and there's no return. You know, you are stuck with that lower baseline then.
Another thing that shocked me too, and I don't remember the details of this, but that this could happen to adolescents or young adults, that something traumatic happens to them and they lose cells.
Yeah, some guys, they don't actually fully develop their testicle cells during puberty. That's pretty uncommon, okay. Very uncommon. We do what we call stimulation, you know, therapies, to help naturally bring up the testosterone as much as we can. It's a way to kind of see how many testicle cells that they have working for them. You know, and if we retest them after a stimulation therapy and they're still low, it's just that's what the way to diagnose what we call primary hypogonadism, but basically how many of the active testicle cells that they have working for it, what's the factory potential, you know? And if it's low, then yeah, I mean, they need testosterone replacement therapy to feel normal, to feel, you know, like an optimal man should feel.
So it's interesting that you say that. So the feel normal, one of the things that just my mind goes to is that sometimes women going through menopause say they don't feel normal and they have different symptoms, et cetera, et cetera. And you said, well, it's different for men in andropause. So, but are there like bouts of anger or depression? Is that possible for men as well?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's very, very underdiagnosed. And, you know, a lot of guys, they just don't have the drive, the motivation. And then with that comes lower confidence levels. There's studies that show that guys with low testosterone have lower confidence as well. And most certainly that can all lead to eroded depression. And I can't tell you how many of my patients I've gotten off of their SSRIs or anxiety medications because low testosterone was the cause of their depression or anxiety.
Wow. I'm fascinated. When we come back, we're going to dig into testosterone replacement and growth hormone and some interesting things that I'd never heard about, all with our guest, Dr. Eric Fong. If you are wanting to find out more about him right now, you can go to manclinics.com. There are currently three, but I understand it's going nationwide online at least. So manclinics.com. I'm fascinating. So when we come back, we'll dig into all that. And then a little later on after that, we'll have our Ask Dorothy segment. And then we will be joined by Sat Sang, who's already been referred to in many great ways as our performance guest, all here live on the Life Changes Show Online Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back, and what a conversation. We're talking about andropause. And so for that conversation, we have our interview guest, doctor of osteopathic medicine, visionary founder, and owner of the Man Clinic and Zest Meds, Dr. Eric Fong. Welcome, Dr. Fong, back to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you.
One of the things that I was excited about hearing is that you are branching out nationwide and online. Somehow men and women can get tested and learn for themselves what's going on, and then look for, you know, get solutions.
Yes, I'll be my license in 26 different states, so I'll be able to practice in mainly the more populated states of America. But then we have a contract with Quest Laboratory, so we just send a Quest requisition form to our patients. They take it into the lab. They'll draw the blood. We'll get the results. We'll get billed for it. We'll do all that. We can send a medication. So it's something that we can do completely remotely.
So I'm glad to hear that. And so one of the other things I was happy to hear you say that I actually haven't heard ever since having this conversation with many friends that are going through, I've heard testosterone replacement. And you actually said, regeneration or something else, and it was also partly based on whether somebody wanted to have children or not. So let's talk about that a little bit, because that was new to what I had heard of before for me.
Yeah, I think you were inquiring, you know, if you give somebody testosterone, you know, isn't going to shut off their natural production or create,
right,
you
know, right,
issues or long-term issues, stuff like that.
Right.
And there are some misconceptions around that. So, but yes, if you give your body a hormone as a replacement therapy, then it's going to slow down your natural production because you think your body made it and it doesn't need to make as much. And if you're doing testosterone replacement therapy and doing it correctly, and you're at the higher level of the normal range, which is typically around 900 to 1,000 or so, studies show it slows down what we call luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone, basically communication signals to the testicle cells, about 30 or 40%. So your own natural production of testosterone in sperm can go down about 30, 40%. I especially don't like to slow down anyone's natural production who want to have kids in the future. So in that case, there's either two different options. We either give an outside source of luteinizing hormone, what we're slowing down, which is called HCG, or you give Clomid, which stimulates the pituitary gland to output more of the luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone. So you're always going to keep your natural baseline of testosterone and sperm. So every single one of my guys who have ever wanted to father children have been successful. What we do is you combine what we call a stimulation therapy, and those are stimulation therapies on top of a replacement therapy. So we keep what we call your sex hormone axis intact.
Wow. Nice. Okay. So let's talk about growth hormone, because that's for men and women, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Independent of gender. Yeah. It works the same way, man or woman.
And what does that do?
There's a good way of increasing growth hormone, and then there's a bad way. The bad way is doing the replacement therapy for growth hormone. The evidence is very clear that it causes a lot of long-term issues, because basically you're manipulating the body. You're trying to create this artificial pulsation, you know, during the daytime that wouldn't normally occur, because we produce growth hormone in pulsations naturally that are directly in conjunction with your REM sleep. So
there's that REM sleep again.
Yeah, there's some very clear anti-aging, you know, rules. Through all the studies, the people live longer when they're getting more REM sleep. That is a direct correlation. So that's your regenerative state. Is when your body has a chance to build its hormones and neurotransmitters, which it can protect the tissues of the body. But anyways, so the only safe way of increasing growth hormone is by stimulating your own body's ability to produce growth hormone at a higher level. And that's through something called Semirelin, which, you know, basically growth hormone releasing hormone. We just made more when you're younger. So all these are bioidentical hormones. Like, people shouldn't even think of them as drugs, because they're that manipulate the body and do something strange. We're just adding more of what your own body produces naturally, just to when you're younger. That's it. So the thing of more like a complex vitamin. So you're just stimulating your own body's ability to produce growth hormone at a higher level has, you know, many, many benefits to it.
Semorelin.
Yes. Yes. You actually statistically fall into REM sleep faster and you stay there longer, so you have larger growth hormone pulsations, and statistically about 25%, which is significant. And that's pretty predominant. At least 95% of my patients, you know, all report, you know, better quality sleep. It's your dream state. Your dreams are more vivid, and you get that deeper state of sleep, especially if there's somebody who kind of wakes up throughout the night. This is wonderful for that. You'll wake up way more refreshed. And then growth hormone is responsible for the metabolism. So just like testosterone, whenever you boost the metabolism, it's not only that you're, you know, leaning out, but you have more energy as well. And it helps you build more collagen, which goes in your skin to make you look more youthful. And, you know, the women love that. So it does help with the wrinkles.
And the men do too.
Usually takes about, yeah, absolutely. Men too. So, right. But it usually takes about 3 to 6 months to notice that, to kind of get the new layer of collagen coming through with the skin. But it's definitely, you know, evident. And cartilage is the basic building blocks through all, collagen is basic building blocks through all cartilage and ligaments. So it does help strengthen the joint capsules themselves. So people with any joint instability issues, this is wonderful. And then it helps you recover from the gym a little better and build more lean muscle mass. So these are the general benefits.
I feel like we've just tease the subject. Obviously, it's a very deep subject, and you're extremely knowledgeable. And there are other aspects that you bring to the subject matter that are not for here and now. But I would love to continue this conversation at some point in a way that we could share with audiences, because there's so much to learn and it is so important. And I'm just grateful that we've started this conversation on the show. Thank you so much, Dr. Eric Fong.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure. I wanna give manclinics.com is the website. There are currently 3 clinics in Los Angeles, and then online it's going to grow nationwide. But I have to say, I'm actually also impressed with the business side of the house, where you're a one-stop shop with the in-house pharmacy and the laboratories in-house and all. It's like you obviously know what you're doing, and so and you know what you're doing, where it counts. So thank you for that, for all the men that get to hear this and be helped by you.
Absolutely.
So with that, big thank you again to Dr. Eric Fong, and again, Man Clinics, just like it sounds, .com. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Tracy, and you have helped me many times in the past, and I thank you for helping me grow and for showing me how to be happier in today's world. And now, with Valentine's Day just around the corner, I welcome some advice as to how to make it a special day for me, even though I am not currently in a romantic relationship.
Dear Tracy, I celebrate Valentine's Day every year, even though I too am not currently in a romantic relationship. To me, Valentine's Day is all about celebrating love. And love is not just for lovers. We have been programmed to look outside of ourselves for love from family, friends, and coworkers. And it is absolutely wonderful when we are surrounded by people who love us. Valentine's Day is a great day to gather with loving friends and celebrate the love you share with them. And it is a great day to celebrate all of the love we have manifested in our lives. We often forget that the most important relationship we have is the one we have with ourselves. So Valentine's Day is a great day to look at how we love and approve of ourselves and honor that love. And if we aren't loving ourselves, without conditions, this is a great day to begin doing so. Let's take a moment to determine what wonderful, fun, and loving things we can choose to do for ourselves, and then do one or all of them. Being good to ourselves by choosing love is not just good for us, it's good for those we love. I urge you to join me in co-creating love every day, as love is the most important emotion one can share.
Thank you, Dorothy, and happy Valentine's Day. We love you. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
Aw, that was sweet. And we'll be right back with our performance guest, singer-songwriter Sat Sang, here on the Life Changes Show online edition when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back, and our performance guest is a singer-songwriter. He's an independent artist defying the laws of genre. I think you might get a chance to hear why. Nonetheless, we are grateful to have Sat Sang on the show. Welcome, Sat Sang, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you for having me.
So we were mentioning your picture without your shirt, and you're the poster child for what a man could look like as we age beautifully, or actually what, you know, even most of us don't look like that anywhere near at any age. So more power to you, but you could be the poster child for a lot of things, like deepness.
Yeah, thank you. Well, to answer the question, yeah, I have been on TRT for 3 years. Everything that Eric is doing is super important. I train full-time with a bunch of dudes in their early 20s and would not be able to without the work that people like Eric do. So shout out to them.
Nice. And do you MMA still?
I'm not competing anymore. I'm pretty much focused on coaching. I fought last January. I train 6 days a week. But yeah, my big focus is on coaching. We got a bunch of young dudes that are fighting now, and my energy is better spent going into them.
So speaking of coaching, actually, before we go into some of the other stuff, you're a father now, or you have been for a while?
I have been for a while. So I raised three kids that weren't biologically mine.
Wow.
They were 3, 5, and 8 when we met, and now they're 17, 19, and 22.
Wow.
And then me and Summer have a 5-year-old boy named Malachi, almost 6.
I knew there was a baby in the picture, so I was confused about that. So thank you for sharing, and congratulations. Wow, exciting. What is it about fatherhood? I mean, you just said a lot. So tell us, what can you share in a couple words about that experience of fatherhood?
It's just kept me super driven. You know, I knew that I was not built for a normal job, and you know, with 3 and then 4 kids at home, it made me get pretty serious and calculated about what I was doing. You know, it made me work harder than I think most artists do.
And you certainly seem to work differently. I have to say, actually, I've looked at some posts on your Facebook page, and your most 2 recent, ironically, the one where you have that picture that we also shared on social media that you gave to us to share. You wrote this when you posted the picture: the grown man era, the doing things without worrying about reception era, the healing era, the prolific cave era, the losing all sense of competition era, wow, the great revealing era, the refining era, the digital deeper and learn more era. I'm in that era, you said. Wow. Tell us about that era.
Yeah, I'm creating more than I've ever created. I'm literally cranking out about a song a day, sometimes 2. And, you know, I think I got to a place with the industry where I was just really disgruntled. You know, I work super hard. And there's just certain industry people that don't like me for a plethora of reasons. You know, stuff just gets weird. Like, you let an agent go, or you turn down a record deal. Like, these little things happen, and they can like stifle stuff. And then you also see people that, to be point blank, like, I don't think I see a lot of people that are really successful that I would write circles around, and that used to really bug me. I would be like, you're not as dedicated to this as I am. You're definitely not as good at it as I am. And I kind of just made an agreement with myself this year of like, the goal is creation. I'm not paying attention to what anybody else is doing. I don't care what anybody else is doing. It has no effect on me. So it's like, for me, it's just about digging deeper into what I can create instead of spending any time thinking about what anybody else is doing.
Wow. Wow. There's so much that we could talk about. As a matter of fact, if it's okay with you, I'd like to read another post of yours. You wrote, it was you and some guy that you've met along your journey and been with. We don't have to mention it, but you said, I've been blessed in my life to find deep connection with remarkable people, people that see me, that I see, and that, quote, get it. These days, I keep my circle extremely small and only have space for deep, not with. Wow.
Yeah, that's my boy Dom. That's a remarkable story, man. He went from scribbling on people's sneakers in his garage to, you know, selling $10,000 sneakers. He had 4 pairs of shoes that he created in the Super Bowl last night.
Oh wow.
Yeah, wow. He's a remarkable cat. And yeah, I got caught up for a little bit, and I had a bunch of peripheral friends. You get some famous friends, but they're not really friends. And relationships get weird. And you know, another big part of the last year for me with like diving deeper with myself is, what kind of energy do I want around me? And I only want depth. You know, I only want people that are deep and that care for me outside of me being an artist. And yeah, I just have a pretty high standard to be in my inner circle. And I keep it real small. And Dom came out of nowhere. He also keeps a really small circle. so random and serendipitous that we that we connected, but me and him have a special relationship for sure.
So where does one have to get to, or potentially could everything that you've gone through get you to a place where you realize that that deep inside of you is what is meaningful to you?
Well, I think we go through stuff, you know, and for me, I've gone through a lot of stuff, and you see, it's easy to hang out with someone when they're winning. You know, it's fun to be around someone that's winning. It's like, you know, if a storm comes, are you going to hang with me? You know, and I think that refining process happens naturally as you get older, you know, as you go through things. You might go through a divorce, you might get sick, you know, like tragic things can happen. And it's, for me, that's always kind of the proving ground is, you know, I can tell, you can tell, you know, you can tell if someone would stick it out with you or if they wouldn't. And, you know, in the last couple of years, I've gone through some big changes, and the people that have stuck, I'm just kind of like, okay, well, you're in, you know, cause I know you're in. And other people didn't, which is cool too.
Which is cool too. Cause that's where they are.
Yeah, that's where they're at. And really it's like, you know, time will show you everything. Time will show you everything. And I'm patient. So, yeah, everyone's got their own story to play out. And it's like, if you're, you can show me who you are. That's okay. And if who you are isn't someone that I want in my inner circle, if I'm not someone you want in your inner circle, that's totally fine. It's totally fine.
I'm so glad you're sharing this, for a couple of reasons. We all need to have and hear and experience these kinds of feelings and conversations. And also, we didn't talk about the order of the songs, but doesn't this kind of lead in perfectly to Sacred Place?
Yeah, that was a cool song, man. That kid Jonah that's on that track with me, he's a special guy. He reached out to me about doing a song, and people do that all the time, but he sent me a finished song with open verses. And yeah, that's what pretty much is what the song is about. It's just, you know, being in your spot, being in your place. For me, that's always been Montana. That's where my closest friends are, and it's what I call home. It's really special to me. So
yeah, I listened to it a few times because there was something about it that made me think about my friends and my family and what's sacred to me and this show for that matter. So thank you for that. Well, you said his name is Jonah?
Yeah, Jonah Kest.
Jonah Kest. And so this is Sat Song and Jonah Kest and Sacred Place, pre-recorded here for the Life Changes Show online edition.
All right, Kest and Sat Song. This is my sacred place. Spiritual energy, let no man waste. The gift that I receive in this vision has set me out on a mission to go out and share this grace. And I believe that God touched me and trust me. The way that I'm praying these days, it ain't for just me. I've been feeling lovely when I get to singing my songs. My homie Kest done brought me along. That's why we bringing it strong, cause we know the journey is long. In every single righting of wrongs, from the mountains where I live out to the streets of Hong Kong, in this place everybody belong, yeah. So while we sitting and getting in, we could get to learning if we just start listening. Like Leary said, go ahead, tune in and drop out. The sacred place is boundless, bound to blow the top out. But this is my place enough, higher than the stars above. And never did a smile from Jah. This is my sacred place, struggling to find my peace. Praying for the world's out east, searching for a wisdom tree. This is my sacred place. Trying to branch out, catch a little sun and leave. Put your hands down, close your eyes and search for peace. Take a second, count your breath, and then you'll see, and then you'll see. This is it, this is right where you're supposed to be. Make peace with yourself and find your seat. In the end, we're all climbing on the wisdom tree, the wisdom tree. I'm coming to the war with all my knights. I fight the noble cause within my rights. We pray and meditate to free our sight. Now ain't that right, no satellites. Just vibes inside, connections tight. Internal flames, eternal life.
secret sight. But this is my place of love, higher than the stars above, and never did the smile from Jah. This is my sacred place, struggling to find my peace, praying for the wars out east, searching for a wisdom tree. This is my sacred place. This is my place of love, higher than the stars above, and never did a smile from Jah. This is my sacred place, struggling to find my peace, praying for the wars out east, searching for a wisdom tree. This is my sacred place.
Place, sacred place. Satsang. Satsangmovement.com. I'm going to spell that S-A-T-S-A-N-G movement.com is where you could learn more about Satsang, hear his music. He's also on social media at either Satsang on Instagram or Satsang MT. You will find links to his pages at Life Changes Show. Satsang, I have to say, I have to read something else. Nako said, for those people who know Nako, for a generation lost in a sea of mindless beats and meaningless words, a Satsang is a breath of fresh air in a time where poetry feeds and stems from rebellion and roots music resurfaces as the anchor for social justice and people-powered movements. These kinds of troubadours are imperative for greater change. Wow.
I forgot he said that. God bless him.
Well, we posted that along with the song that the two of you did together on our webpage, and I was struck by them. Well, God bless you, because you... Though I don't know too much, you have said by your own admission, you've had some really hard parts of your life.
Yeah, man, most of my life been pretty hard.
So how does one transition? Because a lot of people, some are going through the hard right now. Some, you know, how does one transition where you literally said to me, my life is happy right now?
Yeah, I think the first step, you know, I just had a friend of mine that I grew up with kind of ask me the same thing. He's like, man, how did you stick it out all those years? And for me, it's like, or what? You know, what's my choice? You know, wow. Like, I either stick it out or I unplug the game, and I'm not trying to unplug the game. You know, I think for me, the more effort that I put into understanding myself and my story and try to frame things in a way that even the most brutal and dark stuff that happens to us, that perhaps it's happening for us and not to us, you know, that it's, for me, that's really helped. This idea that I was, at any given time, I'm being prepared for the next phase of my life. So, you know, it was really how I compartmentalized my childhood and a lot of how I grew up. It didn't make sense to me for a long time. I felt like God was picking on me or something. And what it seems like to me now, that I was like being tempered for things that were to come, and that everything happened to me, you know, so I could have the scope and the gratitude for my life that I have.
Nako goes on to say, and he reminds us all that change takes hard work, but together we can preserve a world that we all want to live in. What is this world that you want to live in?
I think for me, it's accountability. You know, I think for me, if every person is dedicated to be a 1% better every day, and when they fall short, that they could just be accountable. You know, I think where life gets messy is when we, like, I always think of it, my tour manager always calls it like the wet dog. It's like, it's okay if you have a bad day, you just don't come in the house and shake it on everybody. So it's like, I think, you know, isn't that good?
Dog.
Yeah, it would be a wet dog. So like, I try to be super mindful of that. Like, you know, I got a lot of weight in my story, and I try to walk in a way that, unless you know me, you wouldn't know my story. You know, I try to walk in a way that I could just be a positive light for the people around me and be of service and be useful. And I think that's just it, is it's like taking personal accountability and just being dedicated to doing the work, because the better you get as a person, man, the better your life's going to be. And if you could imagine a world where every single person was accountable and dedicated to being better, like that solves 99.9% of our problems.
Nice. You know, you say, if you don't know me, you don't know my story. And true. And yet it seems to me that somebody doesn't get to hear, to say, to be able to say these words and feel the authenticity in them without them knowing what they're saying and being authentic in that space.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think that's the only way I know how to write. You know, I just speak it from experience. You know, that's the vast majority of my music is autobiographical. It's just me sifting through my story and me getting through whatever I'm going through, and my observations on the way through. So it's like, yeah, it's always been important for me to say something. If people are going to listen to me, I want to say something important. There's enough music out there about weed and sunshine and all of that, you know, like,
About sunshine, I think, but
yeah. So it's like, I just never felt really called to contribute to that facet of music. Like, if people are listening to me, I want to help, you know, I want to be useful.
Well, before we go into this next song, which I think Alone With You, that's romantic, right? I mean, I heard the song. It felt romantic. Did I get it?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
This might be, I wouldn't say my favorite. I think it's the best song I've ever written. Just as a songwriter removed, I think as far as like my more folky stuff goes, I think it's the most beautiful song I've ever written. And I wrote it for the mother of my child, who I love dearly. And you know, she was with me when we met. I was sleeping on a couch, you know, I didn't have nothing. So our story is a really, really beautiful one, and I wrote this song for her, and it's a really special one to me.
Wow, it is a very special one. And I have to say, you sharing the way you're sharing is very special. Thank you Satsang. And here we have Alone With You, pre-recorded by Satsang. We're airing it here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition.
Measured by the seconds when you first breathe me in, running down the line, I don't know where to begin. I still am smitten by the way seconds turned into our life today. And every other minute when I cross the thought to stay, I know we made agreements, so I have to go and play. But I'm not playing for a lie, I'm playing for a plot to lean into. In time it seems to double, yeah, whenever I'm alone with you. And if I get the grace enough to find another muse, like the road that lasts, the shiny things I know they couldn't do. Cause when I put the pen to paper, all I wanna scribe is you. The letter that I wrote you on the postcard Parker Lynn, with Vonnegut on the front of it from Omaha and San. I said I'm proud to be your man, proud to count the seconds down to. Cause time it seems to double, yeah, whenever I'm alone with you. And if the time it doubles in a way, it leaves us with the old and gray, I will proudly hold your wrinkled hand and smile, watching our time double all the while. Watching our time double all the while. Half a life is lived inside the person that we choose, and you and I are persons meant to coexist as two. I never was too good at math, but I can add the basics that are true. The man you fell in love with, well, he fell into a grave. And the man that crawled back out was every good in me you saved. I should be dead and gone many times. Time alone can keep
directly from the man you always knew. The time it seems to double, yeah, whenever I'm alone with you. And we might find ourselves in paradise. And we might find ourselves in the fight of our lives. But I will bloody knuckles or lay flowers on the floor. Whatever we run into, yeah, whatever it calls for. It's us who laid the path and only meant for us to walk. And so I'll walk with you. Oh yeah, I'll walk. Yeah, I'll walk with you. If I fell to pieces, only you would know the way to pick me up and put me back together every day. I should be broken 10 times over, but gracefully I'm only what you grew. And time it seems to double, yeah, whenever I'm alone with you. And time it seems to double, yeah, whenever I'm alone with you. Time it seems to double, yeah, whenever I'm alone with you.
It's that song. Wow, there's a love song if I ever heard one. Thank you for that. Satsongmovement.com, and of course on Facebook, SatsongMT, and on Instagram, Satsang, SatsanG. We haven't even scratched the surface, not just of the depth of you, Satsang, but your music, which goes from world music to soul to hip-hop, Americana, reggae. So I just feel like this, too, was a tease of your music. And, of course, people could follow you. And I hope I get to hear you live one of these days. Are you in L.A.?
I was just out there, actually. I didn't play anything. I played Santa Barbara and Costa Mesa.
Oh, well, close enough. Oh, would have been.
Yeah, I'll be out again. I'll be out again. Probably bring the boys out. I think in August we're talking about going back out.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, and all the best to you. This has been such a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for playing the tunes.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Wow. Satsang, amazing. And a big thank you also to Dr. Eric Fong. What a show. Wow, we've learned a lot. We've grown a lot. Maybe at the end there, some of us might have shed a tear or danced, but we've changed. What can I say? That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely changed tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.